Imagine waking up to find the stock market has plunged 20% overnight. What's your first instinct? If you feel the urge to sell everything and wait until things settle down, you've just encountered the most dangerous force in investing, your own psychology. In The 5 Mistakes Every Investor Makes, Peter Malok reveals a profound truth. Investment success doesn't come from finding magical stock picks or timing market swings perfectly. It comes from avoiding predictable mistakes that sabotage most investors' returns. This insight has made his book required reading at top business schools and a favorite among financial advisors who prioritize client success over sales. As Warren Buffett famously noted, rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. But how exactly do we implement this wisdom in practice? The answer lies in understanding and avoiding 5 critical mistakes that derail even sophisticated investors. Despite the stock market's century-long 10% annual returns, most individual investors capture only a fraction of these gains by attempting to predict market movements. A study of over 1 million market timing sequences found that simply holding the market outperformed more than 80% of all timing strategies. To beat the market through timing would require being right 69 to 91% of the time, virtually impossible. Bear markets are inevitable, occurring every 3 to 5 years with 35 instances from 1900 to 2020. The average decline is 31%, with over one-third exceeding 40%. Yet without exception, bear markets always give way to bull markets. Active trading is mathematically disadvantageous. With millions of people trading just 4,400 exchange-listed stocks, transaction costs, spreads, and taxes significantly drag returns. The evidence is clear. 64% of large-cap fund managers underperformed the S&P 500 in 2019, the 9th consecutive year most funds lagged. Over longer periods, 85.1% underperformed over 10 years and 91.6% over 15 years. Even hedge funds consistently underperform simple index funds. Warren Buffett's famous 10-year bet against hedge fund manager Ted Sides ended with the S&P 500 returning 85.4% versus the hedge fund's 22%. Since 2004, the S&P 500 has outperformed hedge funds by 7.5% annually, even during market downturns, when hedge funds should theoretically excel. Financial media operates primarily as an entertainment business driven by advertising revenue, not as an educational service. Research shows 67% of people watching financial news experience elevated stress levels, even when consuming positive market news. This heightened emotional state frequently leads to poor decision-making, such as panic selling during downturns or chasing performance in bull markets. Networks over-dramatize routine market events, create artificial urgency around normal price movements, and sensationalize standard fluctuations. Consider how often market at all-time highs is presented as concerning. In reality, markets can reach new price levels while remaining reasonably valued if corporate earnings are also growing. When the S&P 500 moved from 1100 to 3200, the price-to-earnings ratio actually decreased from 20.7 to 19.6, indicating a market became more attractively valued despite the higher price level. Warren Buffett noted that temperament, not intellect, is the most important quality for an investor. From 1984 to 1995, while the S&P 500 was up 15.4% annually and the average mutual fund up 12.3%, the average investor earned only 6.3% because investors consistently exit underperforming markets and buy into markets doing well. We're all susceptible to dangerous cognitive biases. The overconfidence effect leads us to believe we're better at predicting markets than we actually are. Confirmation bias causes us to seek information that confirms our preconceptions while avoiding contradictory evidence. Loss aversion explains why we feel about twice as much pain from losses as pleasure from equivalent gains. Perhaps most dangerous is recency bias, our tendency to project recent experiences into the future, causing investors to chase hot stocks or flee during corrections. Before investing a dollar, create a straightforward plan. Build a net worth statement, set specific, realistic goals, run projections to track progress, and build your portfolio accordingly. Asset allocation drives 88% of investment performance, while security selection and market timing account for only 12%. Bonds deliver positive returns about 85% of the time and serve as essential portfolio insurance, ensuring short-term income needs, 3 to 7 years, can be met regardless of market conditions. Stocks are simultaneously the most unpredictable and predictable asset class. While no one can predict short-term movements, over the long run, stocks have consistently done one thing: go up significantly. The key is having stock exposure only for portfolio portions allocated for needs more than 5 years out. As John Bogle said, if the data do not prove that indexing wins, well, the data are wrong. Active trading in any asset class will likely yield lower returns, so choose index-based holdings for most, if not all, of your portfolio. Once your portfolio is in place, stay disciplined. Ignore market noise, never panic during crises, and remain focused on your long-term goals. Review your financial plan annually or whenever significant life changes occur. Many successful people save diligently throughout their lives but struggle to enjoy their wealth, creating an unexpected paradox of prosperity. When forced to take required minimum distributions at 72, they frequently approach advisors with anxiety, seeking ways to avoid withdrawals because they've been saving for so long. But here's the truth. The precise inheritance amount rarely impacts your heirs' lives as significantly as you might imagine. Whether your children inherit $250,000 or $300,000, the marginal difference typically doesn't alter their life trajectory. Research shows that roughly 70% of inherited wealth disappears by the second generation and 90% by the third. Financial independence should serve as a gateway to purposeful spending, not perpetual hoarding. As long as you maintain reasonable financial buffers, you should feel empowered to enjoy the wealth you've accumulated. This might include upgrading your living situation, investing in health and wellness services, supporting causes you care about, or creating meaningful experiences with family and friends. Investment success isn't complicated, but it requires unwavering discipline and emotional control. The five mistakes: market timing, excessive trading, misunderstanding performance, psychological traps, and poor portfolio construction can permanently damage your financial well-being. Don't be seduced by complicated, sexy investment approaches that sound impressive but historically fail to deliver results. As the Chinese proverb wisely states, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The second best time is today. This wisdom applies perfectly to investment planning. While earlier action is ideal, today's decisions shape tomorrow's outcomes. Don't delay in creating your comprehensive financial plan and getting on the right track. Remember that wealth building is not the ultimate goal. It's a tool for creating a meaningful and satisfying life. The true measure of financial success isn't found in a portfolio statement. It's found in the freedom to live authentically, the ability to help others, and the peace of mind that comes from knowing you've built a secure foundation for yourself and those you love.